Here with me in this interview is Gene Hemphill with New Holland. And Gene, we're in the media tent here at Farm Progress Show. First of all, let me ask you, how long have you, as New Holland, been sponsoring the media tent out here? And how many shows have you been out at Farm Progress?
Well, the interesting thing is the first media tent we ever sponsored was 20 years ago. So this will make the 20th media tent. However, the first media tent was at the World Ag Expo, right here in the grounds of this site in Amana. And it was at that tent that we showed it to our friends at Farm Progress and said, how would you like us to do this for you? And this is the 19th one we've done for them.
Well, we're just getting started out here on setup day. Tell me a little bit about what it takes to put together this facility so that the media who do come out have a nice place to work out of.
Well, it's typical newsroom, first of all. You have a fax machine, you have a copier, you have telephones, internet access, which is much different than the first one we had 19 years ago when we had 15 typewriters and plenty of reams of paper and a few dial telephones. You have basically everything you have in an indoor media room to satisfy the needs of the media, except you have it outside. So we also have, depending on the weather, we either have propane-fired heaters. Right now we have a water-controlled cooler. Once they moved the Farm Progress Show back a month to August, that we found out that 4 weeks between the end of August and the end of September, when they used to have the show, is a critical 4 weeks of whether you're hot or cold.
Well, and a lot of companies like to hold press conferences, and so you've built a nice press conference room and with a stage and podium and everything also into this.
Yeah, that has been something that's just evolved over the years. The first media tents did not have this additional, what you might call a little theater here on wood chips and a podium and everything from even a moat box for multiple hookups for the media, for the radio and television to do their press conferences. The first tent was just simply the workstations for the radio and print people. And as we found more and more people wanting to utilize the tent for greater than that activities, we finally increased the size of the tent and put this somewhat of a classroom seating in it. So.
What is your expectation for media attendance this year? Any idea?
We generally have somewhere in the neighborhood of 100-plus attendees. Many of them are, of course, from the Farm Progress companies because they are, after all, the sponsor of the show. I would say most of the media attendees are probably, if you take all the Farm Progress editors out, most of the media attendees are the electronic media, the radio farm broadcasters and television broadcasters. We do bring media in from uniformly every year from Argentina, Brazil, sometimes from Italy, England, Germany. So it is truly an international draw.
Would you have any recommendations for people who put on shows that in terms of what they might think about if they're going to put together a media tent, especially for an outdoor show?
Well, the thing is, try not to think too fancy. You have to realize that you are out in the middle of a Iowa cornfield 1 year, an Illinois cornfield another year. You don't know what to expect. You can have damp ground, as we do now, as they're getting ready to sludge all the mud away. Or you can have dust blowing through the tent and having to look and pretty dirty by the time you get back to your hotel room. So you can't be very rigid in your plans. You have to, and the media has come to realize that over the years. They actually chip in, and I bring in paper towels and some kitchen cleaner, and I come in and they're wiping the tables for me, and it's a nice fraternity of people we have here. I make coffee the night before and have it all set up in like a large large 60-cup percolator, and we just have a standing rule, whichever reporter comes in the morning first plugs it in. So it's whoever's planning a media tent, just make it simple and think of only one thing for sure, just satisfy the reporter's needs.
Well, you do a great job of that, Gene, and we really can't say enough how much we appreciate it, and I know all the media do that come here. That's Gene Hemphill with New Holland, sponsors of the media tent here at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.